Bloomington city leaders want to take over the operation of the Convention Center and Expansion Project by transferring ownership of the existing building and land from the county. At a recent county commissioner meeting, Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce President Eric Spoonmore presented what he calls a win-win for all parties.
The city is willing to reasonably compensate the county in order to do this. This will provide much needed resources for county government to pursue other high priority projects, such as the new quarry park that we're excited about.
More details were presented to Monroe County Council. And the city will pay off the existing debt of $2.2 million on the current center, receive ownership of the current land and property designated for potential use, and receive the county's share of the annual innkeeper's tax used for the convention center. The city also offered its share of the opioid settlement funds to the Monroe County Health Department and to expand the transit system beyond city limits to provide an east-west corridor to Ivy Tech and nearby employers. Deputy Mayor Don Griffin says it's about consolidating efforts to better serve the community.
They are working on a new justice facility, a jail justice facility. Let's have them concentrate on that while we can concentrate on this. So we divide and conquer, and it makes our entire community better.
Griffin says the proposal is a first step in a complicated transaction and expects negotiations. The city wants to form a smaller committee with city and county government officials to iron out the details so it can be approved by September. Spoonmore says they can't delay the process any longer.
The city and the county have to figure out a pathway forward to get moving on this before we're in the crosshairs of the General Assembly again and they sunset the food and beverage tax, which is the only funding mechanism available to get it done.
Monroe County Council passed a food and beverage tax increase in 2017 to fund the expansion. Since then, it's taken in more than $14 million, most of which goes to the city. Besides the pandemic, funding mechanisms, elected official turnover, facility size, and location are just a few of the reasons the project never got off the ground. Visit Bloomington Executive Director Mike McAfee hopes the Monroe County project picks up again soon. He says tourism is 20% ahead of a record-breaking 2019.
We want to be able to host groups of 300 or 400. That's the kind of demand we're getting. We've got groups that are coming to us that want to come or that we meet with that are of that size, or two groups at the same time.
He says Bloomington has the smallest convention center in the state, yet the second most desirable location after Indianapolis. But county officials aren't convinced they're getting a fair deal in this latest proposal. Monroe County Commissioner Julie Thomas calls the city offer insufficient. She says she felt the process was moving forward before the pandemic in creating a capital improvement board to manage the convention center's construction and operations.
This is the city council, the county council, the mayor, and the board of commissioners. We all need to agree on this. It's not one person doesn't drive the bus.
She says details are vague and more conversations with public input are needed.
Convention center folks will say, oh, conventions are back. That's not what I'm reading elsewhere. We now have to contend with what is the impact of Senate Bill 1.
That's Indiana's near total abortion ban that takes effect September 15th. Thomas says the Indiana Chamber says it will impact tourism in Indiana.
What kind of jobs are those? Are they more than minimum wage jobs? Are they more than service industry jobs? We need to do better than that if we're going to do economic development.
Thomas says while figuring out the convention center expansion is important, she says her priority is working through community justice reform. Estimates to fund the Bloomington expansion and renovate the existing facility totaled $44 million, but that could end up almost doubling now. For WFIU News, I'm Joe Wren.